Well, now that we're into fall and the weather's a little cooler, here and now resident chef Kathy Gunst is here to warm us up with some fried chicken. Hi, Kathy.
Hey, Jeremy.
And fried chicken is one of those foods that we love to eat, but we don't always love to make.
I know. And you know what? I'm going to be really honest. Mm-hmm. I spend week after week in this studio telling you how simple it is to make various foods. And I'm not lying. But I will tell you the truth that fried chicken, it is involved. Deep frying at home is completely doable, but it's involved.
Well, I would be afraid I would start a fire.
You wouldn't start a fire, but you want to hear my first tip?
Yeah.
I use a wok. A wok is the ideal shape for holding the oil, no splattering. It's got the high sides. You want to always work with about 1 to 2 inches of oil. Mm. You want to keep a thermometer because you want to constantly be monitoring the temperature of the oil.
And you put that thermometer in the hot oil.
Right. So I have my wok. I also use a cast iron skillet.
Okay.
I add about 1 to 2 inches of, I like to use a combination of an organic shortening. Some people use Crisco. You can use safflower oil, canola oil. I like to do a mix. And I bring it up to 325. And because my thermometer is right there, I can constantly see, whoa, 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 it's getting close to 400. Or, oh, no, it's down to 200. And I am always adjusting.
I'm going to keep it around 325.
325. The highest you want to get is 350. Otherwise, you're going to have some burnt chicken.
Okay, let's get to the results here. You have some buttermilk fried chicken.
I do. This is my nod to Southern fried chicken, American South.
Oh, I can listen to that crunch.
All right,
not sure if
you
good. Can hear that, but.
Oh, just pick it up. Forget the fork. what I did was I took a whole chicken, I cut it into 8 pieces, and I marinated it overnight in really good buttermilk, salt, pepper, and a dash of cayenne.
Mm.
And buttermilk tenderizes chicken. It adds some of that acidic flavor, but it also does tenderize the chicken. I take it out, and then I dust it well in a combination of flour and cornmeal. And those little specks you see, I used a very coarse gristmill ground cornmeal. Mm. So it's got a great texture. And then I fry it up. And here's another trick, okay?
Okay.
If you're frying a whole chicken, you're going to do all the wings at first.
Okay.
Then you're going to do the thighs. Then you're going to do the breast pieces. Because each one of those cuts cooks for a different amount of time. And if you only have one type of part of the chicken in there, you're not going to over or undercook it.
Now, you've got a little bit of honey here and some lemon. So am I
do.
Supposed to use that on the fried chicken?
I like that a lot. I like the way the lemon cuts the fattiness of the fried chicken. And I love the way the honey adds a sweetness to the buttermilk-drenched fried chicken. Mm. You'll see that in the South. This would be the perfect kind of chicken for waffles and chicken, for a fried chicken sandwich, right?
With the honey.
Isn't the honey? Because
really
it brings
good.
Out this sweet flavor that's there, but it's subtle.
Yeah.
And it kind of pulls it out. That's a really favorite recipe.
By the way, what do you do with the leftover oil after you're done? Can you use that again?
You can fry more than one chicken in the oil. So yesterday I fried 2 whole chickens in my oil and I did not keep it because I did answer the phone and the oil got a little hot at the end and was a little bit too brown. But the idea behind having not greasy food is that you're monitoring your oil and that you're using fresh oil after every 1 or 2 fryings.
Okay, there's another piece of fried chicken here, but it has got something else on top of it, some sesame seeds.
Exactly. This is my version, and I will not claim it to be authentic, of Korean fried chicken.
Ooh.
And what I did with this was I marinated the chicken in Korean chili paste. I hope I say this right, gochujang. And soy sauce, ginger, little ketchup, sesame, and scallion. Took it out of the marinade and dusted it in a combination of flour and cornstarch. And then you deep fry it. Oh, I forgot to mention something really important.
What?
This is double fried.
Ooh.
So you fry it. You cool it down,
and then you fry it again
for about 2 minutes on each side for that extra crispiness.
Oh, that's just for crispiness.
That is, it's not that you didn't cook it fully. It's that you want that extra crispiness. Then I made a sauce out of the marinade. I simmer it down, again, the chili paste, the ginger, and I spread that on the chicken and dust it with sesame seeds and I don't know. What do you think?
It's delicious. And
slightly
by the way,
authentic.
Well, and I remember we talked to David Chang, the chef of Momofuku, about fried chicken. He mentioned there's a lot of history involving fried chicken when it comes to African-Americans. I've also eaten at Pascal's in Atlanta, which is where Martin Luther King used to go and have his fried chicken back in the day. So there's a lot of history to
this food. And David Chang did a whole series for Netflix about, he did a whole episode on fried chicken. And what you, the big takeaway is that it's eaten all over the world.
Right.
I did talk to Michael Twitty. He is the author of The Cooking Gene, which won some James Beard Awards. He said, fried chicken goes back deep into the Middle Ages and Africa during the slave trade. It's emblematic of the Afro-Creole innovation that gets co-opted time and time again. And he goes on to talk about how it's Southern and the soul identities come right out of this collision of all the influences that make up the fried chicken that we eat in this country that we so adore.
Okay, there's one more thing in front of me, Kathy, and this is buffalo chicken wings.
It is. Buffalo chicken wings, of course, originally came from Buffalo. They are traditionally fried. However, even though we're calling this a segment on fried chicken, I baked these because I know there are going to be listeners who are like, yum, that sounds so good. I'd like to go to our house and eat it, but no way am I making
I'm not
going
to make it. Right.
So these are baked at a very high temperature. You take the chicken wings, you toss them with some olive oil, garlic, cayenne, then you roast them at a very high heat till they get crispy, and then you make a very simple sauce with ketchup and vinegar and hot sauce.
Oh, you made your own buffalo sauce.
Hey, man, this is the real deal. You can buy everything. You could go buy fried chicken, but no, I made it. And then I made the blue cheese sauce. And because
the blue cheese sauce is delicious.
Oh, good. You know, that is made with yogurt. So this is my nod to health. Instead of sour cream, you could go either way.
The healthiest buffalo wings you've ever had.
Potentially.
And baked and with yogurt blue cheese dip.
I know. It's going to sound odd, but it tastes close to the real deal, I think.
That's Kathy Gunst, our Here and Now resident chef, talking about fried chicken. We've got all the recipes she's been talking about, including for the blue cheese dip, at hereandnow.org. Kathy, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.